Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lori Kelling, who is president of the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. Good evening, Lori. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Very good. I saw a report, and I knew you were the person I needed to talk to. A CNN Money report came out that put Lansing as one of the 10 dirt cheap housing markets in the country. So I wanted to talk to you about that and see where those numbers might have come from and if you thought it was accurate at all. What was your take on the article?
Well, we always appreciate good media for getting people to look at Lansing, Michigan, but unfortunately that average was less than what is accurate, and probably a 20 to 25,000 increase over what they were reporting. It was nothing that came out of our statistics, and when we called the National Association of Realtors, it didn't arrive out of their statistics either. So someone's calculation, but it just wasn't quite true, but we've certainly had a lot of notoriety about it.
Well, like you said, it's a good opportunity to correct that and to talk a little bit about the Lansing housing market at the same time. Now, they said they had, CNN Money had said they had gotten that as a median home cost, meaning it listed the median home prices at $64,400, meaning that half of the homes in the area cost more and half cost less. What is really accurately reflective of kind of an average price home in the Lansing area?
Well, for 2011, the average in May was about $103,900, so it was considerably off from that. I think sometimes numbers are extrapolated by a certain area. Maybe it was just Lansing. It wasn't taking into effect some of our suburbs like East Lansing and Okemos and DeWitt. So that's how numbers can be skewed.
Very good. So when you got this report and took a look at it, there's a difference between average and median. I mean, and I'm not a math wizard, but there is a difference.
Oh, there truly is. And again, when you look across the entire community, there's a huge difference when we add all the different ranges of the communities, too. So
What about the market in Lansing in general? Are we seeing a pickup at all?
Well, we're seeing more people out there in the marketplace buying at this point. I know most agents have seen an uptick in business, and rates are still notoriously low. So for people that are on the fence, this would be the time to get out there and grab some of these great prices on homes that are available. We do think that prices will be ticking up or interest rates will be moving up. So prices probably are going to be pretty steady. We don't see much of an increase in the next year or two, but those interest rates will certainly make a big difference in the bottom line for the average consumer.
Now, that tax credit, the first-time homebuyer tax credit, certainly put some added zest into home buying recently. Have things fallen off a bit since then, or have the other, as you just talked about, low rates and so forth, helped kind of average that out?
Well, for the first few months last year, that certainly was a big boon for sales, and then the rest of the year was pretty stagnant after that because there weren't the incentives, and I think the people were just watching to see what was going to happen with the economy. We've been out in, at least in Michigan, we've been feeling the effects of our foreclosures, et cetera, for the last 3 years, and now in combination with the interest rates, they're just seeing things a little more positive, and they've been waiting, and now they're finally making the move, not just on the low-end homes, but they're also, we're seeing people out deciding to take that move and maybe buy that home that they wanted to step up into.
So it's not just first-time home buyers, because a lot of renters certainly came to the conclusion that this was a great time to buy. They could get into a very nice home for what they were paying in rent before.
Well, that is true, Cheryl. And, you know, even our first-time home buyers had slowed down. It used to be half of our market was a first-time home buyer, and we were down to seeing maybe a third of the market that was purchasing was the first-time home buyer. Even they had slowed down and were kind of watching the market before they were jumping in. So our demographics have really changed, but I think we're seeing a little uptick here, and we're very optimistic that we'll see some more strong sales through this summer.
It's encouraging, isn't it also, Lori, that as you just mentioned, that some of the higher end homes are the sales on those is picking up as well. That's kind of showing across all areas.
It is. It really is exciting. And we're actually seeing new construction. People are out there looking and starting to build homes again. So I think that's encouraging across all of our markets.
And yes, and with the parade of homes recently in the Lansing area, I talked with some builders, and they said this very same thing, that was picking up as well. And I know, of course, a lot of realtors representing builders. So that's a great market as well.
Very true.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time in clearing this up. I always like to get the most accurate information in a timely fashion. So I appreciate your time to straighten this out for us. Thank you, Lori.
My pleasure. I always enjoy to speak with you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Lori Kelling, who is president of the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.